I know you never would forget this, but of course, the Bengals Beat podcast, sponsored by our good friends down at 50 West Brewing Company, owner Bobby Slattery, Optimistic Bobby, to all of us on the BBP, has all kinds of delicious beers. Of course, you can go down to the Pro Works or the Brew Pub and drink them fresh down there, or you can just head over to Kroger if you're local here in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Four different cans they have now on the shelves. Pick them up. You've got Punch You in the IPA. You've got their delicious American Lager. You've got Coast to Coast IPA. And, of course, Doom Pedal, which is the favorite of my good buddy on the That's So Cincinnati podcast, Jason Williams. I'm with him on that, except I'm a Coast to Coast guy. Either way, you go into Kroger, you pick them up, you got cans, you sit back, crack them, you can watch the draft. You can watch the games. You can watch any other thing that's going on with the Bengals while you have some delicious 50 West beer. Hope you all enjoy their beer and enjoy our podcast. Head on down to 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Every week, your Bengals beat writers Paul Danner Jr. and Fletcher Page take you inside Paul Brown Stadium. We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome into the walkout draft edition. Can you feel the excitement? I don't know how much excitement we have left in us as we leave here at 12:30 in the morning. It's not raining.
Thank God.
Reds game just ended. Got to beat that Reds traffic. On the way, I didn't expect that tonight.
All 15 people.
All 15 people that remained, I'm sure, that probably wooed. we are going to load up Kareem's car here with all the goodies that he brought down to the stadium. Of course, we'll see him tomorrow because two more picks tomorrow and then every pick in the under the sun on Saturday. Let's kind of go through a couple of hit the high points on tonight, though. Jonah Williams from Alabama. I mean, I was kind of writing it afterwards. I just feel like you can call it the safe pick. Would you call it the safe pick?
He certainly had the highest floor of those offensive tackles, yeah. I think.
I'd call it the smart pick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because, I mean, it seems like the best player available. And it seems like, from what you said earlier, that it seems like that's what they wanted to do all along. That's the sense I get.
And it was at a premium position and one of significant need. And it makes you better at a place that you've been terrible at for a long time. I mean, whether... We don't really know. The interesting thing is we don't really know where everyone will play now. They seem to maybe have a plan, but we don't know what exactly that's going to be. I know this. If I draft a guy 11 overall and he has dominated at Alabama for a couple of years, for 3 years straight at left tackle, he's going to be my starting left tackle.
Yeah, but how bizarre is this tackle draft? Because we saw Juwan Taylor and Cody Ford, who, you know,
still
were in the mix
on
for top
the board.
10 picks.
Yeah.
Going to second-round guys.
And
now
Dillard lasted all the way to 23. Tytus Howard goes off before him. I mean, yeah, you're right. It was really weird. Everything I think we thought we knew was not necessarily what it was as far as league consensus goes. I mean, hell, you're facing the possibility that the Bengals could try to recreate that 2015 magic.
Oh, yeah.
And go tackle again, because you have Ford, you have Taylor, there's a Reisner. I mean, there's a lot of tackles still left out there. A Greg Little that, you know.
They have a history of doubling up.
They have a history of doubling up. And then now you're really building up position. Now you could have, I mean, a serious upgrade everywhere. I don't think they do that. I mean, it would have to be, honestly, if they really had Ford with a first-round grade and he's still there at 42, you have to pull the trigger on him if that is the grade and he's that far above everybody else. And I think they would do that.
I think signing Bobby Hart kind of maybe killed this double-up idea.
Yeah,
I mean, you have Hart as your insurance.
I'd still rather have Cody Ford than Bobby Hart starting at right tackle on day one.
I agree with that.
And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean,
because they can, if you start Jonah Williams at left tackle, Cordy Glenn does what? Goes to left guard, right? And Clint Bowling is gone. That's a $5 million cap hit, or he's a versatile backup if he'll be willing to do that, or whatever you're doing with Clint Bowling. You still have Christian Westerman there. Or you can move Cordy Glenn to right tackle.
That's what I was thinking.
And have Bobby Hart be your backup. If Jonah Williams gets hurt, then Cordy would go back to left and Bobby Hart would start at right. Or you could put him in the mix.
Well, the one quote that really resonated for me, what Zach Taylor mentioned, was Jonah Williams enables the Bengals to play their best linemen.
Yes.
And so he's a good player and he's going to play right away, but then the fact that they can plug and play other players, and they have what? They go 7-8 deep now? It improves the situation from last year that was suspect at best.
Yeah, dramatic. Yeah, no doubt. Dramatic improvement. I mean, think about that, though. You have Jonah Williams, which if he ends up being a badass at left tackle, and Cordy Glenn, who would be a mammoth left guard, and a high-end, if he's playing guard, that's a high-end left guard who could be really powerful in the run game. Billy Price, who was a first-round pick last year, who had an injury-riddled first year, you have a lot of thought that he's going to come back and play at a first-round level next year.
Big John Miller.
John Miller, who at the very least is a massive upgrade over Alex Redmond.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe he's a below-average starting right guard or an average starting right guard. That's a hell of a lot better than one of the worst right guards in the league that you had last year. And then you have Bobby Hart at right tackle.
But isn't Cordy Glenn good enough, has his talent and the skill and the experience to play right tackle?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I'm sure he could do
so it. So I think that would probably be your best lineup.
In play? It depends on, and look, people have asked me why I keep bringing up Clint Bowling. There was a sense of frustration that he has not been as good as they need him to be the last couple of years on the inside. And he has a cap number that's pretty big. They wouldn't get rid of him. I really don't think they would do that, actually. But, I do think they felt like they could use an upgrade. And Cordy Glenn would be an upgrade from Clint Bowling as far as power, as far as against the pass rush in there. In their mind, for certain, I would think. So you're upgrading two positions at the same time with that.
Yeah, for a long time now, I think we knew it was either going to be one of the two Devins.
The two Devins.
or an offensive tackle. Well, I think we've talked about this. That second-round pick has been the hardest to try to project for us because it could be a luxury pick here. You could go in on any number of any direction, and then you'd still be able to get linebacker in the third.
Totally wide open now because considering some of the names that are available that will be available to you, I don't think taking a Mac Wilson or something like that makes as much sense. That's my opinion. I just don't think that's the way to go. Yeah, I think you'll probably see them more be willing to target the linebacker in the third round. But I've been projecting maybe it's a receiver. But I honestly think that everything is on the board there because
they better get a linebacker in the second round.
There isn't, but if there isn't one that's second round worthy,
Notre Dame.
He'd be a third round. He'd be there in the third.
Cody Ford or Greedy Williams or somebody like that.
Yeah,
if it falls down to you. Then
I'm concerned about linebacker.
Then you're pushing
now.
Linebacker off.
You should be. Everybody should.
Yeah.
Be.
Now there's no. I mean, they didn't get any of the two Devins.
Did it?
So what are we gonna do a linebacker?
Right. Well, I mean, there's gonna be somebody. If it's not in the second, it will be in the third. And that'll be somebody that will be in the mix. It's a concern.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh feels like they pulled off a double whammy. I mean, they feel like they stole Devin Bush from you by moving up 10 spots, and they feel like they can totally own you in those two games this year because they know you won't have a linebacker that can cover the soul because you now don't have that guy. And honestly, would he have been the pick? I don't know. Reading the tea leaves on what we heard and in the run-up, I don't know that Bush was going to be the pick. I think Williams probably still would have been the pick. But Pittsburgh jumping in front of you, it makes it just all the more intrigue to just piss off Bengals fans. Oh, hey, we forgot. Speaking of pissing off Bengals fans, let's talk about the fact that Dwayne Haskins was on the board and they decided not to do it. We told you this. If you've been listening to the BBP, if you've been reading the stories, that we didn't see them going quarterback. They've said it. We're going to give Andy this year. They're going to kick this quarterback thing down the line. They passed on Haskins. Unfortunately for Jonah Williams, he will probably always in some ways be compared to Dwayne Haskins because that is what could have been. This may be proven right. And if honestly, if you put a gun to my head right now, I'd say this was the right pick. I would probably not have taken Haskins. That said, there's a lot of people that would have, and there's still always going to be frustration with not taking shots at the quarterback position. And so we'll be tracking Dwayne Haskins' career and seeing what it looks like. Because if it looks anything in the vicinity of Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, you would have now have passed on the three of them with picks right ahead of them in a three-year span.
Look, I think, I know to say that I'm glad I didn't take Haskins. I mean, I'm glad I didn't take Haskins because there's clarity at that position. There's no quarterback controversy. There's no distraction at that position. Yeah. So, and then if Dalton doesn't live up to the expectations, it doesn't. Dalton doesn't fit well into the Zach Taylor, you know, philosophy. Then you make the change. But now there's clarity. Dalton's the man at quarterback. We got a really good offensive tackle, a smart pick. And the fact that it's a smart pick is because we're talking about all these options now that the Bengals have the offensive line.
Yeah.
So I think that what they did was the way to go. Again, not getting a linebacker.
It just reinforces everything that they've said and we believe that they believed. They can win with Andy Dalton. That's what they think.
Yeah. And they're giving him more help.
And they're giving him the help.
But they might not have clarity. You know why? Because Drew Locke could be there at 42, and maybe they pull the trigger. That is something I could see. You talk about a value pick.
Yeah.
If Drew Locke is sitting there at 42, and suddenly you pick the quarterback, and that some people probably maybe even had a first-round grade on.
Okay, all right.
Who has upside. You're not using the high risk. We had this a couple mocks ago when I had Will Greer there. It was like, you're not using all the high risk of that first-round pick at number 11 overall, but if you use it there, you could still get someone who could develop into a great player. Andy Dalton was picked in the early portion of the second round. Don't forget that.
But you said the key phrase, it could develop. If you draft a quarterback in the second or third round, it's a clear distinction that this is a developmental, maybe to me, at least a developmental quarterback. There's still some clarity. I don't think there's going to be a quarterback competition in camp.
No.
That's what I'm saying. So there's still clarity. He's going to develop. We have this backup for this current season. And then as the years go by, as Andy, you know, gets older, we have our next quarterback that we can plug into.
There's a lot of tape on Drew Locke, three-year starter in the SEC.
Got better every year.
He did. So if Zach Taylor's looking at that guy, he's got plenty of tape to look at to know if he can develop him or not.
Yeah. We will see. It's going to make for a very interesting Friday. We'll have another walkout tomorrow night and kind of break down some of that. We will not have a walkout on Saturday because we will be dead. We will literally be buried in the stadium after trying to get through a very busy day with all those damn picks. Damn six-rounders!
Rest in peace to two Devons.
Yeah.
I'm still giving advice out to the prospects out there. Delete your Twitter.
Yeah.
Don't go to the green room.
Don't go to the green room. All four
don't
of you.
Do it.
You never want to be having to come back the next day. Four dudes got to come back. Sad. They got a second suit. It's probably not as shiny as the first one.
I'm wearing the same suit.
Same suit?
Same suit.
Same suit?
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, show your dry cleaner receipt so everybody knows that you got it clean? You didn't just use the same one you sweated in the night before?
No, I'm just going to sleep in the bed with the suit on and then get up and go to the draft tomorrow.
The draft room. Yeah. And then just sit there in your chair 10 hours ahead of time and wait. New chain, maybe? I don't know. Oh, man.
Different accessories.
Yeah. Different accessories, same suit. All right, that's the rule. All right. Well, we're going to go get the hell out of here, I think.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Check everything out at sasani.com. All the stuff is up. Analysis, pick stuff, everything you need. Videos, you name it.
The Devons.
The Devons.